Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Em, Stella and Eden with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Brent Mickleberg, Queensland's Transport Minister, has blamed the extended closure of a Brisbane train line on protected industrial action taken by electric workers amidst pay negotiations. Passengers disputed this, accusing the Transport Department of failing to organise sufficient buses to supplement the closed trains and accommodate the usual amount of commuters. Mickenberg refused to apologise for delays, stating that, "We've sought to minimise the impacts on commuters wherever possible. It has been exacerbated, however, the actions of certain unions which have extended this closure."
Two local popular Brisbane parks are to be partially closed after soil testing revealed the presence of potentially toxic metals, including copper, nickel and zinc. The Brisbane City Council confirmed that the substances were detected at James Warner Park and CT White Park near Kangaroo Point. The end of April will see work begin on James Warner Park, following by the remediation of CT White Park, where old fill material under the soil will be dug up and replaced with new turf and will be laid. Work is likely to conclude at the end of 2026.
And in national news, an invasive long-spined sea urchin has been found on the remote west coast of Tasmania. The sea urchins, native to New South Wales, have been driven south through currents due to a population explosion attributed to rising ocean temperatures. The urchins were first found in Tasmanian waters on the east coast in 1978. But this discovery of the urchin on Tasmania's far west coast has raised concerns for researchers. The spread of the species puts marine habitats under increased threat, with Dr. John Kane from the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies warning that while a single urchin is not a problem, this sighting shows the threat if waters keep warming. It's an early warning sign.
Fire Rescue Victoria continues to battle an out-of-control fire in a Geelong oil refinery since the blaze was first reported late last night. Emergency services responded to reports of explosions and flames from Geelong locals at 11 p.m. last night. FRV Assistant Fire Chief Officer Michael McGuinness said the fire started in the section of the plant where motor gasoline is produced. There has been some sort of leak. There's hydrocarbons, flammable liquids, which readily caught fire, he said. All refinery workers have been accounted for, but the fire is not yet under control. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the fire will cause disruption in jet fuel supplies, but the main concern was about petrol production. There will be an impact on production. At this point, production of jet fuel and diesel is continuing at the refinery, at reduced levels for safety reasons, as a precaution, he said. Geelong residents have been advised to stay inside and shut all windows to avoid hazardous smoke.
Now in international news. At least 9 people have lost their lives following a school shooting in Turkey. The attack was carried out by an 8th grade student, a 14-year-old boy, who arrived at school with 5 guns and 7 magazines that authorities believe belonged to the perpetrator's father, a former police officer. 8 children were killed alongside a teacher, while at least another 13 students have been left injured. School shootings are rare in Turkey, but this tragedy marks the country's second in only 2 days, where on Tuesday a former student opened fire at a school, injuring 16 people. Turkey's president, while condemning the attack, urged it to not be politicized. The attacker died at the scene from a self-inflicted gunshot, while it has been reported by local media that his father has been detained. And now for your weather today. Brisbane is expecting sunshine. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, while the UV index sits at 1.6, predicted to reach 7.4, which is in the extreme band, or high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.